Life Audio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
A 79-year-old getting pulled over for speeding is stunned when cop offers to help hook up TV. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Alyssa Forsberg. Getting pulled over for speeding almost always results in a hefty fine, but this is one shocking story you don't want to miss. A 79-year-old getting pulled over for speeding is stunned when the cop offers to help hook up a TV. Officer Kevin Cotez pulled a 79-year-old man named David who wasn't having a very good day. David's life was full of frustrating and heartbreaking circumstances that finally brought him to a breaking point. This man is a loving husband and father. His wife had been ill for quite a while, and he was also walking a hard journey with his son through mental illness. David wanted to do something sweet and nice for his wife, so he bought a new TV. But David hasn't bought a new TV in years. He was used to using televisions before they became high-tech. Because he isn't very tech-savvy, he couldn't get the TV to work. He didn't realize how fast he was driving until he was getting pulled over for speeding by Officer Kevin. "I really tried to drive right," David said with tears in his eyes. "I bought a new television today because I wanted to make my wife happy, you know, and I can't get it hooked up." What happens next will utterly shock you and perhaps make you feel a little misty-eyed. Instead of giving David a ticket, the kind officer listened to David and let him vent his frustrations. The officer did something else that was incredibly generous. He offered to come to David's house after his shift to help him hook up his TV. Later on that evening, Officer Kevin arrived at David's house with two of his friends to get the TV up and running. The three officers then spent additional time showing David how to work the new TV and how to switch between the local channels and the cable channels. There's a phrase that's becoming popular, and it certainly applies to this case. Be kind to those you meet. You never know the battles they're facing. And these kind officers certainly embody that statement. They went above and beyond to help a stranger carrying a heavy load of taking care of his family. The officer's lieutenant, Mario Bastinelli, was very proud of officers Kevin, Remy, and Jeremy. He said, "I think the world needs a little bit more acts of kindness like this." It was a great showing of a lot of what law enforcement does around the nation day to day that doesn't get publicized, he added. "We're very proud of our officers for stepping outside the box and going above and beyond what they normally do to help our citizens. We couldn't agree more. What a beautiful way to be the hands and feet of Jesus in a very simple way. This story definitely deserves to be shared. Perhaps it will spark you or someone you know to find ways to show kindness to others too. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." Colossians 3:12. Couple shares secret to marriage on 75th anniversary at wedding they never got in 1946. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. For their 75th anniversary celebration, West Virginian couple Lorraine and Ulysses Dawson got the white wedding they never had. And this time, they were surrounded by five generations worth of family. When Lorraine and Ulysses Dawson said "I do" the first time, it was in 1946, and their ceremony was very different from the typical wedding. World War II had just ended, and Lorraine donned a red suit while Ulysses wore his army uniform. Of course, even without the traditional church wedding, the nuptials united two individuals who loved each other deeply. They went on to have 9 children together, and their love only grew and matured through a beautiful marriage spanning 75 years. So, when it came time for Ulysses and Lorraine's 75th anniversary celebration, their family came up with the best way to commemorate their incredible love story. As the couple's anniversary date approached, all it took was a comment from Lorraine to get the ball rolling on the celebratory ceremony. She said, "You know, I've never had a wedding," said the couple's daughter, Laverna Sharon Atkins. The family decided a traditional church wedding would make for the best celebration for the 75th anniversary of Lorraine and Ulysses Dawson. That's how it all came together. It was my mother's wish, and so everybody got together, Laverna explained. This time around, Lorraine wore a beautiful white gown. As a proud veteran, Ulysses stuck with a replica of the army uniform he wore when he and Lorraine first met and married. That's the way we met each other. He was in uniform, Lorraine said. With five generations of their family gathered for the 75th anniversary celebration, Lorraine and Ulysses Dawson said I do for the second time in the beautiful wedding ceremony they never got to enjoy in 1946. I thank God for him. I could never find a better one, Lorraine said. Even after 75 years, the deep love shared by these two was evident to all. All he could do was cry, Rita Pauling said of her dad, Ulysses. He cried mainly through the whole thing. The celebration of a 75th wedding anniversary celebration is a true blessing, indeed. And no one knows this better than Lorraine and Ulysses Dawson. My prayers were answered and I thank God for it all, Ulysses said of his incredible marriage and celebration. And for those seeking advice on how to enjoy such a long and loving marriage, the couple was more than happy to share their secret. The main thing is God and putting him first, Ulysses explained. Whoever finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor of the Lord. Proverbs 18:22.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.